podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
there's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, episode 109.
109 and feeling fine. That's a thing, I feel compelled to do it now.
I was going to say, I like how we feel the need to rhyme the episode number. It just sort of started organically and won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. My wife does that occasionally because I do it so often. It amuses me because she's never seen it. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the motherfucker in Tancast. I fucked all your mothers and they loved it. They loved the black cock in my sexy voice.
Takes Noah a while to introduce himself at parties, but it's worth it.
It is. Just shows up places. I am Noah, son of Uther, bearer of Frostmourne.
And she loved it.
What? Noah starts getting really epic when he gets drunk. He's all these and thous and this fat cocks.
And those bitches and those hoes. I'm out the door.
Thine hoes.
To thine hoes be true.
Word.
We don't make any sense. Speaking of nonsense, should we go to some tan laughs?
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tan laughs! I should say, not getting as many tan laughs sent in as we used to, and I gotta say, Jonathan is really shouldering the burden for most of you. He's firing off tan laughs left and right. Bam, boom, bing, zing. Everybody else, step up. Come on. Get out. Get it. I know you heard some dirty joke.
Mm-hmm.
Something about Lindsay Lohan going to jail. Something you heard it somewhere. Send it in. Something about the oil slick. Something about Noah fucking a mom.
All right, I got me a tan laugh. This was sent just to me by... I'm not going to say this last time. I almost did. By Chris. He's a longtime listener. First time emailer. He says, I've been wanting to email Tan Laugh for a while. That he figured I would enjoy this one more than you two douches. He called you douches. That's right. I'm not making that shit
up. Chris, not our gay listener?
Yeah, Chris with a CH.
Oh, shit, we've got more than one Chris.
He's out there. He's lurking.
Chris battle, go.
What's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman?
My penis.
The back of my hand, bow!
Oh.
Inappropriate.
Highly.
Domestic violence is funny.
No, sir. That's paper.
So thanks, Chris.
You're doing it.
I hope I did you proud.
You did it.
Doing it.
It's done.
All right.
I should say, on the Fail blog, they have a thing that says things are doing it.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
You ever see that one, Tim?
Yes.
It always makes me think
of
you.
But they mean things that are doing it, like having sex, not things that are doing it, like getting it done.
They mean rawr.
I know.
Not.
Well, is it always... I never know. Is it always referencing some type of sexual innuendo?
It's either like a sexual organ or actual sex.
Hmm. I have noticed. I'll have to pay attention now.
Yeah, see that you do.
I'm doing it, or it'll be done. I'm not doing it right this moment. Anyways. Whoever's next.
Tim, you want to go, or shall I?
I'll do it. I'll do a double dip from Jonathan, the savior of tan laughs.
Dip it deep in your balls in the mouth. Make them gargle in your balls.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Throttle it back there, turbo select.
All right, I'm good.
So, for some reason, Gmail grouped these into one email, so I'm going to read them both. What do you call an Amish guy with his hand up a horse's ass?
Yo, mom!
I know the answer.
A mechanic.
That's the answer.
How can you tell if you eat pussy well?
I don't know.
You wake up in the morning with a face like a glazed donut and a beard like an unwashed paintbrush.
Who is this, Jonathan?
That would be Jonathan.
All right, let's see here. I tag the jokes, so I untag them once we read them.
Alrighty. Well, so I will go ahead. Now.
Do it.
This Tan Laugh was sent in by Adam. Adam put his last name in the subject line, but I think I'll leave it out. Adam, you can put your last name in the comments if you really, really want it. Yeah, I'm just cautious about that shit.
What? You? Captain, I have a monkey for a face?
Dude, I... You know it's just how it was born.
Alright.
So, I actually haven't read this, so we're going to discover it together. And I'm probably going to fuck it up.
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on, everybody. Grab hands. We're going on an adventure.
All right. A man dials his home and a strange woman answers. The man says, "Who's this?" "This is the maid," answers the woman. "We don't have a maid," says the man. The woman says, I was hired this morning by the lady of the house." The man says, "Well, this is her husband. Is she there?" The woman replies, "She's upstairs in the bedroom with someone who I figured was her husband." The man is fuming and says to the maid, "Listen, would you like to make $50,000? The maid says, "What would I have to do?" The man tells her, "I want you to go get my gun from the desk and shoot the witch and the jerk she's with." The maid puts the phone down. The man hears footsteps, then two gunshots. The maid comes back to the phone. "What do I do with the bodies?" The man says, "Throw them in the swimming pool." Puzzled, the maid answers, "You don't have a pool." A long pause, and the man says, "Is this 567-5309?
Oh, zinger! She killed people.
I enjoyed that one for the violence.
Hooray for
violence. A lot of stuff on Failblog, they call it a fail, but I think a lot of it is a win.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have any specific thing in mind?
I will send you a link in just a second.
Send me a link in just a second. Yeah.
I did not want that one. Go back. Go back.
Back to the future?
To the future!
The future!
Future! I don't know if Tim's on my tweet, but Scott Mojer is becoming my favorite host of Tancast.
Wow, that's pretty insulting, because Scott Mosier's not on Tancast.
Oh, it's my cast.
Didn't we have this conversation last time?
I don't think so.
That Scott Mosier's not on Tancast?
And that he's Noah's favorite Tancast host. I think Noah made the exact same mistake already.
I think you got deja vu, my friend. But that didn't happen before. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I think it did.
I think that's a fitness position win.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
I would agree. I believe she's going to be very fit, and I believe that thing's going to fit, too.
Fit in her booty hole.
Have you listened to the newest Tancast? Not podcast. Podcast, Tim?
No.
Okay.
Noah's having problems.
Mm-hmm.
That I am.
I'm wicked behind on all my podcasts.
As you would be after being gone for so long.
Yeah, I was in Disney World, baby.
Disney motherfuckers.
Woo woo. I listened to a bunch of Disney World podcasts on the way down, and I loaded up my regular podcast for the way back, but then we also brought a DVD player, and also we're dead fucking tired. I don't normally fall asleep on a plane, but I was like, and I'm done.
Nice.
I was at the park until I got, well, the Magic Kingdom closed at like 11. I managed to be on something at 11, so that meant I wasn't out of that ride until 11:30, and then I had to do my shopping, and then I had to take my bus, and then the fucking people from Spain couldn't figure out whether it was their stop or not, so that held up the bus, so that I didn't get back to the hotel until 12:30. And so we knew we had to get up and go to the airport at 3:45, so naturally we decided to go swimming and hang out on the hammock for a while.
Tim, doing it.
You know what? Gotta suck every drop out of that vacation. In fairness, that was my idea. I was like, you know what? We're not coming back here anytime soon. We gotta suck all the life out of it.
It's funny how tiring vacations are.
Fucking shit.
Oh, like, yeah. When we got back from California, we got in at like at an 8:30 or something like that. I dropped the bags off upstairs. My wife turns to me and says, "Let's never go on vacation again."
Oh, here's something about Florida. It's fucking hot as balls.
You don't say.
Get out of town. I thought it was like the Antarctic up there.
But it's like, it's like a heat that just, like, every time you exit a structure, you want to retreat immediately back into that structure as soon as you feel the temperature hit. You're like, oh, this isn't right. I must flee.
What the fuck is wrong with you, God?
So much so that when we got to the airport this morning, we walked out in San Jose. So we walked out on outside out of the air out of the fuck. What's the word I'm looking for?
Out of the San Jose airport,
I guess.
On the tarmac outside, I don't know.
No, I was the parking lot, I guess, but it's not really a parking lot. That's why I'm having trouble.
The,
anyway,
the
place
turnaround,
we get picked up.
The...
I walked out. We left the terminal. We'll just say that.
The drop-off area.
Yeah, so we walked out. So we walked outside, and I was like, "That's what it's supposed to fucking feel like when you walk outside of a place."
Was it like when we went to Vegas that one time in July?
It was similar, but it was. Oh, yeah, shit, fuck, that was harsh.
Remember you'd walk outside, fucking just hot air, just poof right in the face. You're like, fuck.
But then you're just like, just sweating, just like, just sweat clinging to you, just feel sticky and gooey. And
sounds
but just
like
Vegas,
sounds
even
like a date with your boyfriend. Oh. You see what I did there?
No, I don't. I don't see it. But just like in Vegas that time, like at 2-3 in the morning, it was still hot. Like we were swimming at 3 in the morning, and it was still hot. We weren't swimming at 3 in the morning. We were swimming at like 2 in the morning is when we were finally done. But still, it wasn't like, whew, now that we're wet and walking back to the hotel, it's cold. It's like, nope. It was like, this'll do.
And where did you stay while you're there?
We stayed at the Caribbean Beach Resort.
Ooh, was it nice?
Oh, yeah. It was, actually. It's actually a moderate resort, but... In terms, they have like a upper. They have like a tiers of resorts, and
like is it
like
a resort?
Middle.
Resort like pools and water slides and.
There's a water slide.
Bars
there was two
in
pools.
The pool and.
There was a bar not in the pool but next to the pool, and there was a big fake beach.
Nice.
Like they made this whole lagoon area, and they had all these hammocks set up so you could sit up and just lay on the beach and check it out. And I think you could rent a boat and fucking boat on it if you wanted to. We didn't do that. So arcade, you had to take a bus just around the hotel to get from place to place. That I will say is the biggest downside to Disney World. I would say we spent a good third of our vacation on buses. I like Disneyland, baby. I'm in Disneyland. Wait, I want to go to California Adventure. I'll take 12 steps. Boom, I'm there. Wait, I want to go to Downtown Disney. 17 steps. Boom, I'm there. Like, there's not even a bus to go from Downtown Disney to any of the parks. Like, I don't know why they didn't think someone would want to do that. Like, well, obviously you're going to go from Downtown Disney to your hotel, and then from your hotel to a theme park. No. I just wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom. But I had to do the bus monorail two-step. But, fucking, it's nice. Disney World is nice. If you get a chance, I say go. If you get a chance to go in February, though, I think that might be better.
Did you do an Upper Decker anywhere?
No. Why are you doing Upper Decker?
I don't know.
Why? Why, Noah? Why?
Because you might not go there again, Tim. That was your only chance.
That is not one of the, that's not on my bucket list to do an Upper Decker at Disney World.
Not even like at the very bottom when you ran out of shit to write.
No, I haven't had that problem yet.
You're like, oh, I wanna go swimming in the ocean and do an Upper Decker at Disney World. That's just me.
Sorry, my wife just walked in and saw the link to the fit girl, the fit fail thing. And she did not look amused. And she's not. And she's leaving.
I want to go.
My wife, I love you.
I want to go on a bike ride with your wife and her friend if they'll let me.
No one wants to go on a bike ride with you if you'll let them. Him. When?
Whenever.
Whenever. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the only options you have, and then she's out of here.
Sure.
She's leaving me.
I want to know how far they go. Like, if they go, like, we're going 40 miles, I'm like, never mind.
Well, I don't think they usually go 40 miles.
If they go 10 miles around that range, I'm good.
10 miles around that range? Is that usually what you do?
Usually.
20.
Oh. Maybe I'll pass.
He made it sound like someone killed a baby. Oh. I think he's going to pass. You can do 20. This is awesome.
I'm sure the listeners are riveted. Will
I'm sure
he?
They are.
Won't he? What is he going to do? Tune in next week.
Bye, sweetie. Say goodbye to my wife, everybody.
Oh, bye, my wife,
goodbye,
everybody.
Goodbye to Tim's wife.
My wife waved very sarcastically, because that's how she does it.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yet another fail?
That's not a fail. They say statue right. fail. No, not statue fail. That statue is doing exactly, it's a downspout or whatever, is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Looking like somebody pooing off the side of a building.
Yeah, someone could say that's a win. Like, hey, look what the fuck I did. I fucking convinced someone to let me do a statue with a hole in its ass and liquid shooting out.
Speaking of liquid shooting out of the ass.
Oh, did you have problems at Disneyland?
Disney World, but yes.
Yeah, that place.
I got we got the dining plan, which is a really good idea, but you cannot miss a day or you cannot miss a meal. Otherwise, you got to start cramming them all in. And I tweeted this. It's like Brewster's Millions, but with food. It's like it's all this delicious food that you want, but by the end, you're sick of fucking eating. I'm like, I just want to never eat again. Like I was at the last day, I was at this steakhouse, and I was having lunch, but I just had breakfast, and I still had to have a snack and another meal before. To get our money's worth, and I was like trying to cram the sandwich down. I'm like, I think I'm gonna vomit. I'm almost gonna do this like the Romans do, just so I can finish.
That's so sad. You're like, must get money's worth.
Okay.
Oh, more sherbet. That's such a first world problem.
Seriously.
I know some guy in Nigeria is listening. Fucking, I wish I had that problem.
Oh, speaking of people in foreign countries who may be listening, Brazil, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
How do you know they're Brazil?
Because there was this big tour. There were these big tour groups from Brazil, and they were just massive. They all wearing their Brazilian shirts, and then they cut in front of you in line, and then they pretend they don't speak English, but you just fucking heard them speaking English. Don't fucking give me that bullshit.
My dad had the same fucking problem. In Disney World.
I saying something about that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the dude didn't expect that Spanish is really close to Portuguese, and my dad was fluent in Spanish. So my dad started yelling at the guy in Spanish, basically telling him, I know you understand me, I heard you speaking English, but if you want to hear it this way, that's fine too.
Oh dear, run away from the big white man. That's not fucking Portuguese talk. Whatever. Make shit up.
And I have a much simpler solution, Brazilian. Not being nearly as bilingual as my father's was. I will clock a motherfucker in the back of the head.
There's tons of... I'm like, who the fuck is in Brazil playing soccer? Because everyone is here. And well, they're all wearing
over, right?
Spandex butt shorts.
Now they're like, I need to go see us in this one.
And now they're all going to have headaches because they cut in front of Andy.
I'm fucking standing here.
I was gonna donkey punch my way to the front.
Bam, bam.
So one of the places, I'm just jumping all over because I don't know. I feel like I only have
a while, sir. A lot happened to you.
I feel like I have a limit of time before you guys get sick of Disney World talk, so I'm trying to cram it all in. Like fucking, all right, Bab, we need to talk about something else.
Well, I figure this podcast is gonna be Tim talks about Disney World.
Well, Andy also was here for a wedding, and mm-hmm. Fucking, you probably did things over the last week. I doubt you just
not as interesting
cryogenically
as Disney
froze
World for
yourself.
The first time.
Like I cannot let anything happen until the next Tancast. Freeze me, Stephanie.
I just sat in my room. I hid underneath the covers.
No, just sat around and touched himself.
That's the way to do it.
Did you jerk off in Disney World?
No.
No. That's not even a little bit above Ticket Upper Decker on the bucket list?
No. Noah, worst Disney questions ever.
Not even in the hotel? Interview. I mean, I understand not in the park, but...
Like, all right, we got a new reporter for Disney Magazine. His name's Noah. He's going to be asking you questions. So when you were imagineering the Everest ride... did you take an upper decker at the Imagineering toilet? Listeners want to know.
Wow, so you built this great new ride. It has 3D special effects, cutting-edge technology. What people really want to know, upper decker, did you do it? Did you jerk off somewhere on the ride?
I just pictured some show about jerking off with the audio animatronics all awkwardly trying to jerk off in that way that audio animatronics move. And then that that really poppy Disney song about jerking off at the end of all the it'd be like, I'm jerking off with my big ol' wang, spreading semen here across the sky.
That's how it must be done.
It struck me as funny because I just spent a week seeing those kind of shows, so I could totally picture it. Maybe other people listening, two co-hosts, nothing.
Oh, no, no, I'm highly amused by your spreading seed across the sky.
Good times. So anyway, so one of the restaurants I went to was called the 50s Primetime Cafe. And, like, the theme of the restaurant is, like, you're in a house in the 1950s. Like, and the... Like you're in someone's house, and, like, so the waiter is, like, your aunt or something, and she's gonna cook you dinner. And like, you know, there's 50s televisions and all this 50s decor all around. But, like, it's the only place where Disney employees... Well, I'll revise this statement later. But the only place where Disney employees don't have to be nice to you. Because she's kind of being a... Like, they come in, like, all right, these are the rules. Don't put your elbow on the table. If you don't finish your vegetables, you don't get dessert, and, like, no arguing at the table, no talking with your mouth. I may have said talking with your mouth full already. But, you know, and so, like, she'll come and she'll give you crap. Like, the table next to us, she just kept laying into the mother-in-law of this table. It was so funny. It was just like, oh, she had taken a few bites of her meal and was full. And she's like, what the? What do you think I made this for? I'm slaving and you're not going to eat any of it? I'm going to make you sit in the corner. Oh, that's right. They will make you sit in the corner with your nose facing the corner. Or they will force you to eat your green... Like, they will grab all... Like, she grabbed a fork and this one dude who hasn't eaten his vegetables, but everybody's waiting for dessert. So she's like... She grabbed the fork and started stabbing his beans and carrots. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4. What the heck you waiting for? 5, 6, 7, 8. Get these vegetables off your plate. And then she, like... put the fork in front of his mouth and goes, you better open it. And then I just shoved the fork in his mouth and made him eat the vegetables. And his kids found it hilarious.
Nice. That's awesome.
You never get to see the tables turned on, Dad. So there was only one black guy working there, and he appeared to be a busboy. I was like, wow, this place really is accurate to the 50s. This guy looks miserable.
He's the kitchen help.
And I did tweet. I was like, I want to tell this guy, don't worry, equality is coming.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one. So what was the deal? You couldn't reply to anyone?
Whatever the mobile version that is on Danelle's phone, like, you know, you can't click reply and then get... Because I like it to say, when I do it from the web, it says, you know, like, I'll be at blah, 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 and I'll have my thing. And then underneath it, it'll have a clickable thing that says, in reply to... No,
oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
See, I like that. And I couldn't do that. And I couldn't copy and paste the name, so I'd have to remember it. And then the odds of me actually remembering it are slim, so I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll reply to people when I get home.
Gotcha.
And so that's how that shit works. And I turned to Danelle. I'm like, I can't believe they sat all these brown people in here with us if this is the 50s cafe. Shouldn't they have their own section out back? I think I tweeted something to that effect as well.
Yep, racist.
Oh, good times. The 50s, they were racist.
That's okay. Everyone's a little bit racist.
Let's see. What else was exciting that happened? Got recognized a couple times. That was cool.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got recognized by Benjamin over at Mission Space. If I don't know if he listens. How you doing, Benjamin? You're doing it. Cameron over at the Jungle Cruise in the Magic Kingdom. Cameron, you're doing it. Bob was actually the co-pilot on my flight home. Or at least my flight from, I don't know if he was a pilot or the co-pilot. From Florida to Houston. I was like, that's fucking freaky. I know the dude who's flying the plane. That is, I don't know, it was odd to me.
Well, you know who to curse if the plane goes down. On the way to your death, you can actually say, damn you, Bob, instead of just stopping with you.
Who's Bob?
Who's Bob?
Yeah.
I don't remember when I was in Vegas a while back, I said someone walked a really long way to come see my show. That was Bob.
Is he a listener?
Yeah, he listens. He was a big... I think he was on the Netcot forums as Uber pilot.
Hey, Tim, you're doing it! Was he just as surprised to see you on his flight?
I think... Because he was like, wait, Tim Babb? And I was like, oh, fuck, am I in trouble? Because I didn't have my glasses on. I didn't recognize him.
Step aside.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Sir, you've been randomly selected.
I was, actually, on the way in. Oh.
Were you really?
The thing is, yeah, I don't know what, something happened. I set off the beeper, so they searched me, and then they opened my bag, which made me angry because my zipper is very tricky, and they just ripped it open. I was like, fuck, that's going to take me forever to re-zip again. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Did it make you go out? Do they have the x-ray things everywhere? Where do they have those now? Do they have many?
I was in some sort of booth. I don't know if they were actually x-raying me, but I was just standing there.
Andy, do you know?
And he came in.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
And then he came in and rubbed something on my hands, I guess, to see if there was explosives on it.
Yep.
There wasn't.
You're like, I hope it doesn't detect jism.
I hope it doesn't detect your mama's pussy lip juice. The thing is, when you're tired, you're way more irritable. I'm like, I just need to hold my tongue because I'm like, listen, fuckstick, enough with the swabbing.
That's not when you want to mouth off, sir.
No, it's not. Hey. Ooh, but I did mouth off a lot in the course of I just hate people.
People, welcome, brother.
when we were at the was it MacCon or MacWorld, and I was just yelling things at people. Noah?
Yeah. Like when people are like standing and sitting in the middle of the stairs, you're like, oh, great place to sit.
Yep. I was doing that exact same thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to have this this little conference right here by the exit, the only place people can walk by. Oh, yeah. Sitting by the only entrance to this attraction is the exact way to go. Very good. Very good. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm sure Danelle loved it.
Sometimes she was amused. Sometimes less. Oh, there was this one restaurant in called Ohana's in the Polynesian Resort where thanks to Kingdom Comedy, I have a lot of people who follow me on Twitter or Facebook that are experts on Disney World. So when I asked people like, hey, where should I go? What should I eat? Like, I got a lot of good suggestions. They just come around with this meat. And like, they just every so often want some more meat. It's like you just, and then just they give you meat and you eat the meat and they come back. You want this kind of meat or this, or you can have all this meat and then you just keep eating until you're fucking ready to die. And then they give you dessert.
Nice. Tim's, was it delicious meat?
Never been to
it
a.
It was. The steak was delicious.
Never been to a Brazilian place then? Brazilian steakhouse?
No. I've been to Kentucky Fried Chicken, motherfucker. Okay. That's where I go.
You know how me and Tim roll. We just always go to Brazilian steakhouses. You know, we're like, hey.
If there's a good Brazilian place near you guys, you should try one out because it is very similar. Dudes, like, they've got swords, typically. Swords with meat
yes.
on them.
It looked like a sword, but it was actually some sort of meat skewering thing.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like a sword, but it's shaped like a penis. I don't know what's going on.
And he asked me to suck on it, and it was all, it was fleshy. It wasn't like.
And then I'm like, what's this white stuff? Like, oh, that's just a special sauce. No, shut up.
Yeah, so they just walked
it's
by.
The
and it's
sauce.
Like, would you like some of this? I don't know. What is that? Well, this is leg of lamb. This is bacon wrapped this. This is delicious
this is
that.
Pork.
Is it meat? Yes, it is. Well, then carve me off some, sir. And they just carve some right onto your plate. And they walk to they flip it back up, and they walk to the next table with their big spike of meat.
That's kind of like what they did. But they had steak, pork, chicken, shrimp, and they just kept coming around. Oh, the bread was delicious. And they had these noodles. Those good fucking noodles. Ohana, I recommend it. Wish I could say the same about the steakhouse, which apparently is really hard to get reservations for, but I did, but that was just so full. I'm like, I've had a couple bites of the sandwich and I'm ready to die. But I want to waste my reservation, so I'm going to keep cramming it in my mouth, but I'm not enjoying this. Didn't help that I just had heat stroke because I decided I wanted to see the American Adventure one more time before I left, but I was all the way over by Spaceship Earth, and there's this huge lagoon. In the middle, not a lagoon, I don't know, body of water in the middle of Epcot
yep.
that there's no way to cut through.
Yep.
And America is literally it's like I couldn't have picked the two more opposite things to want to go from between, like, that's the maximum amount of walking you can possibly do. There's no way to make that trip any shorter. There's nothing to cut through.
Yeah.
And then, like, I realized I was running late, so then I started to run, and my legs are already tired from, like, going, because I started off taking breaks the first couple days. Then I was like, fuck it. Can't be wasting valuable Disney time. So, like, one time I was in the park from 8 in the morning until 2 in the morning.
That's a long fucking day.
Actually, I hit three parks, but still, I didn't go back to the room at any point.
So did you have a pass where you could just park hop?
I did.
Nice, nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you got to see each one of the parks?
We did. Well, we didn't see the water parks because I don't really give a shit. Water slide, I don't give a fuck.
Is that like its own separate park?
Water is wet. Disney does not make it any wetter.
Two separate water parks, Mr. Noah.
Wow.
Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach.
Oh, okay.
One's themed like a shipwreck. The other's themed like a blizzard thing.
Are any of them themed like my mother's vagina?
Are they the main parks? I mean, there's Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Disney. What do they call it? Just Disney World?
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
And Hollywood Studios.
Oh, okay.
Whew, that Backlot tour is sad. I remember seeing it when it first opened, because it used to be called Disney MGM Studios, mm-hmm. and it was actually a real working studio, and they had this Backlot tour, and they would take you, kind of like Universal Studios does. However, the Disney's Hollywood Studios doesn't really do anything anymore, so it's basically, it takes you through two things, and like an abandoned wardrobe department where they just left the costumes, like, hey, there's some costumes. Hey, there's a thing we made to show you how we create disasters on a set, and here's something you can see after this, and get off. I was like, really? I waited 15 minutes for this?
How was the...
Go ahead. Coming off very negative. I don't mean to. It was awesome. We'll come to that in a minute.
How? Come to the awesomeness?
Yes.
How was the animal park?
It was actually really cool. However, that was the day that Florida decided to just fucking rain balls on me in the middle of the day. Like, we went on, I don't know if we've ever gone on this, the three of us. There's this ride in, they have one in Great America, but anyway, it's like basically a river rafting ride where you're like in a big circle and you're sitting around and like basically you just, it just fucking drenches you. Like no matter where you sit, you can count on being nice and wet. And so there's one like that in Animal Kingdom. It's called Kali River Rapids, let's say, because I don't remember, and I'm probably right. So anyway, so we went on that and we were soaked. And so then we're walking around, and we finally got dry, and literally we're walking out of the Lion King like, all right, well, now we'll go see Nemo. And it's just like, and just rain just started just pouring. Like, it was, there was nothing, and then it was just pouring down as though someone had, like, upended a bucket over the top of us. And then we were soaked again, and then we were just in time to walk in the air conditioning of the Finding Nemo show. I'm like, nice. We are literally going to die.
I'm going to get pneumonia, and I'm going to die.
Best vacation ever.
What, was it like a Disneyland, not Disneyland, a Marine World type place, like, or a zoo, or were they out in the open? You can go like on a little safari.
Well, there's sections for rides, like there's a dinosaur section that has like dinosaur themed rides, and then there's the trails where they have them that you can see like bats and tigers and stuff like behind glass, and then there's an actual safari where you get on like a jeep. And what I didn't get, I'll finish the sentence. Where the anyway, so they drive around. You can see like lions and gazelles and hippos and all sorts of shit.
So Annie's mom?
Yes, even Annie's mom.
She's the hippo.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm sorry.
Couldn't she at least be the gazelle?
Okay,
she runs
sure.
with Grace.
Hey Noah.
Yeah.
Next time we see each other, can you please remind me about this?
I'll get right on that.
All right.
But the safari, they theme it as though you're actually in Africa, like, and the guide talks like you're in Africa.
So everyone
and
had AIDS.
About, like, that's Kristen is not laughing right now. apologies. So, anyway, they make it like you're on an actual preserve in Africa, but I didn't really catch that going in, and so I thought so he's talking about poachers. I'm like, yeah, we have to worry about poachers here, and sometimes poachers sneak in the middle of the night. I'm like, fucking poachers make it into Walt Disney World? What kind of fucking security you guys got? It wasn't until about midway through, I'm like, oh, wait, that's a pre-recorded voice that our guide is talking to. There's no poachers.
Oh, man, that actually might solve the poaching problem.
Pre-recorded guides?
No. Just give Disney, Disney a financial reason to protect the animals in Africa. Disney doesn't fuck around about security.
No, sir.
No, sir.
So, yeah, so it's pretty cool. That was the only park I didn't visit more than once, though. We did it in the morning to the afternoon, then we split. Never came back.
Weren't that impressed with it?
Everyone told me it was a one-day park, and there was stuff I wanted to see again in the other parks. So I decided, I'd be like, you know what? I'll leave my cherished memories as they were. I was a little underwhelmed by Everest. Everybody kept telling me how good a ride Everest was going to be. It's a roller coaster that goes backwards. Like, it starts out forward, and then like, as you're going, all of a sudden you have to stop because in front of you it looks like the track is broken. And then you hear, like, the Yeti behind you, like, rawr! And all of a sudden you go backwards, and then you see, like, a shadow of the Yeti in front of you, and now you go forwards again, and then you pass what apparently used to be a very intricate audio animatronic of this huge Yeti, but apparently is now broken, so it just stands there, and they put a strobe light on it, and maybe you'll get the illusion you saw it move.
So that pretty much exactly how I always encountered the Yeti at the Matterhorn.
That thing moves.
Well, I'm told it moves.
It moves. I've seen it every time.
I have not. I have never seen it move.
Always moves.
Every single time. Yep. It never stops moving, even at night. It's just going crazy.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
It's got the Jimmy legs.
Oh, and they also have a ride called Dinosaur, which is very similar structurally to the Indiana Jones ride, but just, like, it was weird. Like, it was hard to see, and I didn't feel like we were in enough of a hurry in the vehicle when dangerous dinosaurs started showing up. Like, the premise is, like, they send you back in time. Bill Cosby's wife from The Cosby Show is in charge of this time travel expedition, but then Hodges from CSI is trying to sneak you back just before the meteor hit Earth and killed all the dinosaurs to take this one dinosaur back to the future so that they can study it, or I don't know. And so he does that, and so he's like your guide as you're driving through this thing, and he's pointing out different dinosaurs, and like a velociraptor comes walking up, and they're like, a velociraptor, and you leisurely turn to the right. I was like, should we floor it? I've seen Jurassic Parks 1 through 3, and it never turns out happily when the velociraptor shows up. Like, oh, velociraptor, let's get out our party hats.
Let's just casually walk away. He won't chase us.
Death. Death approaches children. Look to the left.
Let's see. And, oh, fuck. Magic Kingdom was a fucking head trip. Because it's similar enough to Disneyland that you're like, oh, I'm in Disneyland. But then every time you turn around, you're like, wait, that's not where it's supposed to be. It's like someone just...
Oh, yeah, I would totally do that. I would be like, oh, yeah, that shit's over there.
Noah.
Yeah.
Lick my chafed balls. Oh, that was another thing. Andy said, I don't know if you tweeted this or you actually told him to me or you texted me, but I was like, I'm heading to Florida. And Andy goes, powder your balls. Fucking, he wasn't lying. I should have powdered my balls. Shit was chafing by the third day. I was like, oh, it hurts to walk. Ow. 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 It's still kind of chafy. Like the left and the right and under the taint. It's all
Is that what you have to
chafed.
Do, Andy? Do you have to powder your balls on a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis, but Florida has higher humidity than Georgia.
And if you're out walking in it for 12 hours at a stretch.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he don't do no walking. He just kind of rolls.
Oh, he could be like one of the people in their fucking hover-rounds seeing the park.
What?
Now I'm free to see the world. Because I'm fat.
I will say this. I won't let that stop me from having fun.
Another thing Disneyland has over Disney World, way more attractive guests at Disneyland.
Really?
Apparently, Middle America is coming in droves to Disney World, and they fucking stopped at the all-you-can-eat buffet line on the way in. Cause they are
I thought
fat.
There was a lot of hot women in the Florida state.
Miami?
Maybe there are more in Miami and Tampa?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How far is Disney World away from those areas?
Disney is far from everything.
Oh, okay.
Disney is like a strange encampment in the middle of the state.
It's the size of San Francisco. That is fucking crazy. There was 2 gas stations in the middle of Disney World. Not like right next to each other, but like, you might run out of gas between fucking the Magic Kingdom and the Animal Kingdom. You better stop here and fill up.
Yeah. Disney World was intended to be a park and also a city.
Yes, but then Disney got its own city. Then put it near Disney World. Paradise, I believe it's called.
Where you can go live and live by the rules.
Yep.
One of
All
us.
These rules.
One of us.
Yeah, but the original idea for Epcot was going to be That it was the yes. planned future city or some shit like that.
Yeah, like where they would try experimental shit in a community and then see if, and if it worked, they would, you know, be able to transfer it to, but it ended up being, hey, look at these audio animatronics. Yeah. They're crazy.
Give me some candy.
Well, I don't know if I can speak for everybody, but I don't know that I would want to do something as, well, I'm sure someone sees it as forward-thinking, but insane as just subjecting my life to being a fucking lab rat. It's like, hey, you know that place that you paid a lot of money to live in? Yes. Well, we're switching all the rules on you.
It might be cool. They might come up with some interesting shit. Like, you might be able to get the cure for cancer before everybody else because
maybe,
Disney thought of it.
Maybe, but you know what? I think my HOA is just about...
Well, I guess Disney didn't think of it. Yeah. That was a poor example. Whew. Kristen is really not enjoying this episode.
Does she hate any bad mouthing of Disney? Or just...
No, but that was... I don't know, I just... If you're a Disney fan, I don't think you want people joking about Disney's death from cancer.
Yeah, and I really
and
don't
she's
think
actually
that...
volunteered in Africa, so...
Well, and healthy people shouldn't say... blah, blah, blah. AIDS! Ha, 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 ha.
What? Really?
Just saying.
Is that the rules of AIDS?
Blah, 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 blah. AIDS! Ha, 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 ha. Instant joke. Just add water. Blah, 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 blah. AIDS. Ha, ha, ha.
Next time you're at a cocktail party, you should just do that, Tim. Just walk up to people. Blah, blah, blah. AIDS. Ha, 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 ha. Just walk away.
Clink.
Cocktail?
Anyone for more cocktail wieners?
These wieners don't have AIDS.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, we're awful people.
Oh, they have a ride in Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom called the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, which is like a sequel to the movie Monsters, Inc., mm-hmm. where instead of the scare floor, now it's a laugh. It's like a comedy club, basically. And so they have humans come in, and they collect the energy from your laughter. And they have a thing at the beginning where you can text a joke in, and they might read it during the show because it's like live and not live, but it's like it's basically a computer animated movie screen that they can. There's somebody voicing it in the back, and so they can talk and interact with you. So they have someone on site reading the jokes, and I got my joke on the show. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Mm. Booyah!
Booyaka! Booyaka!
My joke was, what is Mike Wazowski's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
I scream.
Oh!
Because he has one eye, and he's a monster!
Tim, you are right a minute, my friend. Right a minute.
I know it!
Wonderful.
Glorious.
Janelle Bear, lock your shit down.
So speaking of hot, guess what the weather was like in California?
Hot?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It seemed so nice when we got here.
105 in Rancho Cucamonga.
Where he was, though.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
It's not like all California is like the same temperature.
It is. We just
they just have
one
where
the
guy, California, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's like if Malibu is Los Angeles's beautiful, shining face, then Rancho Cucamonga is its hot, sweaty taint.
And it has such an odd name.
Rancho Cucamonga. That's funny. Laren said that Florida was America's armpit.
Which is funny because it looks like, you know.
America's wang.
Dangle, yeah.
America's ding dong doodle.
Either that
or whatever it is,
America
it's hot,
like,
it's
needs
warm,
to shake its ass
it's
a little
sweaty.
Bit because, you know, it's got some Florida still hanging on there.
All the old people down there look like our wrinkly bowels. America's wrinkly bowels.
Florida's got a lot of extra skin. Florida has a skin surplus. Yeah, so Florida, you know. High humidity and all that, but people say, oh, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Fuck you. It's the heat and the humidity.
Mixed together to make one clusterfuck.
One glorious batch of yuck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, at least I could sweat, but then again, I was supposed to be going to a wedding, so I couldn't. I was specifically told not to sweat. I'm like, all right, I'll hold it in.
Did you tell her if she didn't want you to sweat, she had to blow you?
No, I...
Did you say, I deserve a blowjob? Tell you to blow me!
You will smile and blow me!
I deserve it. Oh, Mel Gibson. Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, so, lovely wedding. My my little toddler was supposed to be the ring bearer. And
was supposed to be? He decided to opt out. He's like, fuck it, I give this wedding 2 months. Fuck you guys.
I guess he was the ring bearer and I was the ring bearer bearer.
Ah, okay. So he didn't get cut or replaced with a cuter kid.
Yeah, he
he didn't get recast.
Yeah, he got stage fright. Like as we were about to walk in, we'd kind of tried to work with him on, you know, I stand him at the back and I have him run up to grandma who's up at the front. And the flower girl kind of goes along the side of him and she was three, but, you know, she was kind of doing a pretty good job corralling him. I go to set him down. He starts crying and I realize I can't get his feet on the ground because he has a death grip on my tie. So I'm like, oh, okay, buddy. It's fine. It's fine. So just kind of the gal sitting next to me, the wedding planner person, I was like, it's okay. Just carry him. I'm like, yeah, because that's all that's going to work here. So just stood back up with him and, you know, kind of smiled and shrugged a little bit and, you know, tried to be affable and started carrying him down. We got halfway down the aisle and the flower girl, who was also kind of getting nervous, sort of like looks around, looks up at me and hands me the flower girl basket. all right, I guess I'm doing double duty. So I tried to kind of hold it down for her like, well, here, why don't you still spread some petals out and I'll walk down next to you and then you won't be scared. And so we sort of continued down with me holding my son in one arm and the flower girl basket in the other one. And everyone later told me I was a lovely flower girl.
Did you
I
wear your
bet
Crocs?
You were. Mm-hmm. Sexy.
And whew, I did some drinking that week.
Hey, Andy, did you wear your fancy pair of Crocs, your black ones that are all shiny?
I did. And you know what? I danced all night in those things because it was like wearing air on my feet.
I would say every third tweet asked me something about getting Crocs in Disney World.
Jesus Christ, people, I own a pair of Crocs. Well, I guess I brought it on myself. I declared myself the Croc Master.
Like, when I said I was going to Animal Kingdom, like, more than one person said, watch out for Crocs, and spelled it that way. Oh, you are a Croc guy.
I am.
But good news, I got you a souvenir. Mickey Mouse Crocs.
Mm.
Did you really?
Tim, what size did you get them in? I certainly hope it was go fuck yourself.
There was this huge black dude in front of us. Not huge like fat, but huge like big. Like tall and muscular. And he was wearing Crocs. And I was like, I started to say something. And I was like, I don't think you want to say anything. I think you want to shut your fucking face.
You married a wise woman, sir. Wise woman.
You may want to shut your fucking mouth.
You may want to stow it.
Whew.
Because I'm like, Andy, that guy doesn't give a shit about you.
he doesn't care if this is the happiest place on earth. He will make it the deadliest place on earth.
Let's be fair. Andy doesn't care either.
Okay, well, you're not within 5 feet of him.
That's true. I am not within punch you in the head distance.
And he had a pretty long wingspan. Even if I ran away, I might still be in punching distance.
Tim's halfway across Swoosh. The park. Whew, safe. Big black fist comes out of nowhere.
Whack! Oh!
Are you Stretch Armstrong? No, motherfucker, I'm tall. Could I break for a moment to read a piece of listener mail that I got?
Sure.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tencast listener email.
This is from CJ, and I love it. All right. One night I dreamed a nightmare. I was walking along the beach with my lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me. I knew because they were the shape of Crocs, and no one wears Crocs but me, and one to my lord. When the last scene of my life shot before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. There was only one set of footprints, and it was that of the ugly Crocs. I realized that this was the lowest and saddest time of my life. This always bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about my dilemma. Lord, why is it that during the most troubling times in my life, there were no longer two sets of footprints? You said you would walk with me and talk with me. Double rainbow. All the way. The Lord said to me, Andy, this is the point at which we gave each other naked piggyback rides and you giggled like a schoolgirl. Thank you, Lord. My appreciation runs deep. Very deep. However, may I now ask you about the last event of my life? The Lord replied, yes, my son. Right before my death, one set of footprints appears in front of us out of nowhere. The footprints then walk behind me, and I died. Whose footprints were those? The Lord began to weep. Those were the footprints of Superman. I tried to stop him, but if Superman wants to anally rape you, there is nothing you can do about it. And by the way, if anybody doesn't get the little whispered double rainbow in there, go Google it. KnowYourMean.com. It is your friend.
And it's not ice cream.
Or you can just click this link.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
There, I put it Boom. In the show. In the future. In the future!
Double rainbow!
And then you can click the parody in this link.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Also in the future!
The future!
And there's the remix in this link.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
I really hoped that parody video was going to go viral, but at 62 hits, it did not even get a slight sniffle.
There are a lot of parody videos.
You won't be making $15,000 off that one?
No.
Or $150,000.
I won't even be making 15 cents. I ain't making shit. Give it a rah!
So sad.
Rah!
Okay, Dick Cheney.
Didn't he just have some sort of heart surgery?
And survived.
Son of a bitch.
When we were at the Hall of Presidents, which is kind of like Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln at Disneyland, except all the presidents are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. They're all they have moving animatronics for all of them, but most of them don't do anything other than just like a light comes on, they nod their head as their name is read, and the light comes back off, and then they're just sitting in the background waiting. But as some presidents were getting introduced, people were booing in the background, and I found that amusing. Like Richard Nixon. Boo! I'm like, he can't hear you, all right? He's a robot. The robot doesn't care if you boo him.
It'd be funny George if the w. robots Bush. Start crying.
George W. Bush. Boo! Really? Like, I don't like Bush either, but I don't feel the need to boo his animatronic doll.
Makes him feel
Check
good
yourself.
About themselves.
Check yourself, son. Check yourself.
I just booed animatronic. I think I hurt its feelings.
Take that. Take that, Robo-Bush.
I hurt your metal feelings.
And then Obama actually gets up and makes a speech. It's funny, though, because Bush is way in the back. Like, he's, like, behind like, everybody. And, like, and there's no discernible order to where to how people are standing. But I think Bush is the farthest back. Like, just put him in the background and put Carter in front of him. Just do something.
Can we just throw a blanket over him, really?
And Ronald Reagan has his legs crossed like a girl the entire time. I'm just saying.
What do you say?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Not mean.
All right.
There is a ride in the Hollywood Studios called the Rock and Roller Coaster, which is the premise of the ride is that you are going to get a tour of this studio, record studio, and you come in and Aerosmith is in the booth, and they're working on a song that is older than shit. Like, I don't know why they're remixing it. Like, oh, gotta get this just right. The album is only out 20 years ago, but I think the treble might be off, so we gotta get back in the studio and cut some tracks.
Don't wanna close my eyes.
Yeah, it's older than that.
Holy shit.
Walk this so, but way! So then,
the original kids,
touring,
not the remix.
Their agent comes in and says, hey, you guys got to go to your concert. You guys got to get out of here. So the limo pulls up and they all start to get up. And then
that bit will get funnier when Aerosmith starts dying.
Aw. Then Steven Tyler's like, wait a minute. What about these guys? We can't just leave our fans here. And then Steven Tyler said he was going to take some time off, this guy recently, I think his name is Joe. I can't remember his last name. I think he said, like, we're going to get Aerosmith will still be a band. We'll just, because we're really a guitar band and a rock band, we'll just get somebody to do the singing bits. Like, it was like the most, like, tertiary thing ever. Like, oh, the singing, the trifling singing bits of our songs.
Yeah. You really don't even need those.
Yeah, so that guy, sorry, so in this little movie like thing that's going on. He goes, yeah, you know how we feel about our fans. I was like, Jesus Christ, that is some good acting. I felt sorry for whoever directed it, because I had to have been like take like 35, like, fuck it, we're done. I quit. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't hear him say, you know how we feel about our fans, one more time. Anyway, so then the tour guy, their agent, charters a super stretched limo for you to take you to the concert. And then basically it's a big roller coaster in the shape of a limo. And it's like in the dark, like Space Mountain, but as you're going, like these Hollywood landmarks light up. So it's basically like you're driving. It's like you're driving through the freeways of L.A., but faster than anyone has ever driven on the freeways in L.A. Nothing? All right. But, like, it's an indoor roller coaster, and the Aerosmith music's playing, but, like, it's like Space Mountain, but there's, like, upside-down loops. There's, like, three of them. It's awesome.
I hear a baby.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you take off super fast, and instantaneously go upside down. It's, like, it's not one of those where, like, you go up a hill slowly. It's like you just go zoom, and then you're upside down. You're like, ah! Then you go to the Hollywood sign. You're like, ah!
Does it rocket you like the, I think the Riptide or something in Great America used to do that. Like, it just used to shoot you right into a loop.
It's like nice. Superman, the Escape.
Is that how it goes? Like, it just shoots you off. And you have to keep your head back or else you'll get fucked up.
Bye. Exactly. California Screamin' is like that too, but not as, like, it doesn't go straight into a loop like this one does. Ugh, it's awesome. Wrote it many times. That was one of the ones I was like, we need to hit that again.
Hi.
Why? Because it's awesome.
Your kid's a talker.
And he's blowing you kisses.
Oh, yeah.
Faggot, too.
Parenting with Noah.
Hey, stop Ask being gay, son.
Kid sounds like a faggot.
Ask the kid if he did an upper decker.
Drew, did you do an upper decker, buddy? Did you do an upper decker?
I don't know what those words mean, Father.
Let me smell you.
I'm going to let you.
Ripe.
Woo, I can't remember what show we were watching, but the baby next to... Oh, it was Nemo. Midway through Nemo, I was like, woo, baby, fucking shat. The shittiest shit shat. And it was right at the beginning, so I just had to smell baby stool through the whole show. I was like, ooh, that baby unloaded.
That baby went into Nemo ready.
I didn't find Nemo, but I found something.
I found some shit.
It's orange and stripey.
Ew.
What now? I didn't see it. I just smelt it. But I didn't dealt it.
But did it smell orange and stripey?
How does something smell stripey?
I don't know.
I smell stripes.
Hmm. Stripe smells delicious.
Wonder where my wife went.
She left you.
Yep. With the child.
She left you with the child there. Or she left with the child?
No, she left me with the child.
Ah.
Oh, sorry. She left me with the child. She left me and I have the child.
And the child has some sort of cash register thing.
Telephone, yes.
Ah, I thought you were preparing him for his job at Walmart.
Nope.
Calling up his ring, boyfriend. Ring.
Welcome to Walmart. All are welcome.
Here's a sale on Crocs.
fuck you. Hi, buddy.
So,
buddy.
When are you gonna turn your kid to the dark side and buy him a pair of Crocs?
say fuck Tim. Can you say fuck Tim?
If any of Andy's family is still listening to this, buy the kid some Crocs. It's a small investment for a great deal of laughter.
He just burped and blew in my face.
Hey, did he giggle?
Is he kicking his feet?
He is not kicking his feet. Oh, that is one thing that my kid got really good at while we were on vacation in California.
Kicking his feet?
Nope. Blowing kisses at the ladies.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Kids know how to flirt.
Yeah, his two favorite words are now hi and bye. As you can probably hear in the background there.
I did.
And, yeah, like, as the plane was emptying when we were coming back, he said hi to everybody walking towards him and then bye to everyone as they passed him, and he blew kisses to most of the ladies.
Oh, what's up?
And the ladies fucking loved it.
Hey, buddy.
Ate it up.
Junior's gonna get some pussy.
He's trying to. Yeah, I gotta teach this kid some game. He's already.
He's got more game than his father.
What do you mean you gonna? Andy, you don't need to teach the kid some game.
Sure, I do. I'm gonna be the negative option. Son, this is what I would do in this situation. Now, can you tell me what I would have done wrong?
Andy's anti-pussy power is going to work on, like, when the kid brings some ladies home. Hey, Dad, I want you to meet my... the girl's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Wait, I had the anti-pussy power.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I was Killjoy boy. Tim was anti-pussy man.
Well, whatever I said, say it about Tim.
if I'm gonna fuck up dates for my kid, probably. Yeah. Walk through the living room wearing my fucking Captain EO shirt, dancing. What's up? Is this your girlfriend? Dad, why do you suddenly get a southern accent every time I bring a girl home?
And why do you always dress like that no matter what day it is?
I didn't even mention that we went to Harry Potter one of the days.
Oh, I knew.
We went to Universal's... Fucking Orlando must be a huge fucking city. Because, like, Disney World is in Orlando, and then we drive a half an hour... to get to, not quite a half an hour, but still, on a freeway. It's not like surface streets. And then we were in a Universal, which also was in Orlando. I'm like, fucking, how big is this city?
It's fucking huge!
The Harry Potter thing? Fucking cool!
Yeah?
It's like a mixture of, like, a ride where shit is actually happening and also, like, a movie, for lack of a better word. I don't know how to, like, it shifts seamlessly between the two. So, like, you're in, like, a ride vehicle that's being dragged along, like, supposedly through the castle and then outside the castle. And then you'll, like, turn, and now you'll be in front of a movie screen. And so it's continuing the story that was just going on with the things. The premise is you're on a magical flying bench, and you're just sort of flying along the castle. And so to get the actors in, you'll just go through in front of something, and now you're... like, they'll be flying, you know, with special effects on broomsticks or whatever, and then you'll go, and then actual shit will be interacting with you and coming towards you, and, whew, it was fucking cool. It was, and the castle, like, Hogwarts, like, oh, it's all intricate and detailed inside, and the portraits actually talk like they do in the movie, and, like, you can't tell which ones are actual portraits and which ones talk until they start moving. You're like, fuck, that is fucking creative. And then it breaks the second time you're in line, and that sucks balls. But not to worry, the next ride you go to also breaks, and then you pass another ride that's broken, and then it's the hottest day in Florida so far with no fucking shade, and the Jurassic Park line was too long, and then we lined up for Hulk, and we waited, and we got it. And, like, the line was so long and hot and miserable that Danelle, like, completely is like, I don't give a fuck. She's like, Hulk was ruined for me because I was just done.
Wow.
Sad. It was. But she really loved Harry Potter, and, like, the whole area, like, all the shopping... like, all the stores and whatnot. There was a fucking line to get into the store where you can buy a wand. It was longer to wait in that line than it was to wait to go on the ride.
Wow. People love the Harry Potter.
Fucking yes, they did. A lot of English people. I thought that was amusing.
Did you go, hey. Cheerio! Pip, pip.
I did kept talking in the English accent, and I was like, you need to fucking stop that because there are real English people here, and they do probably not appreciate your Americanized shit accent.
You're like... fuck. I was going to try to say something funny in a British accent, but I failed.
And they had, butterbeer? Is that what it's called? Either of you Harry Potter guys?
No.
Yes, butterbeer. It's a takeoff on butterscotch.
Yes, but it didn't taste like butterscotch, and so it was delicious.
But...
like, maybe there was a hint of it, but I was like, this is good.
But it was not alcoholic, was it?
No. And I guess it's not alcoholic in Harry Potter world either.
Okay.
But you could get alcohol there if you wanted it. It was there for you.
If you so desired.
If you desired it. Oh, so, okay, so I meant to say this earlier, getting back to minorities that I hate, and I'm sorry, because I know China listens.
You mean minorities,
pavilion.
You mean nationalities.
No, they're minorities.
No, there are a fuck ton more Chinese than there are Americans.
There's only a billion of them. That's not very many. Do you know how many Klingons there are? Way more than that.
Well, certainly.
I don't live in reality. Anyway, so... I was going to get my food at the Chinese pavilion, and the way the thing is set up, you get a drink, an entree, and a dessert. And they had the desserts and the smoothies listed as the same part of the menu. I'm like, I'll get a smoothie for dessert. So this gal in her broken English is, you know, helping us, and just something about maybe it's just a cultural thing, but fucking they always sound so fucking rude and uninterested in what you have to say. She's like, wrong, Nia! And she wasn't actually saying those, but it was like, I was like, I'd like the orange chicken. You want rice? Yes. So then she's like, your dessert? And I was, or no, she goes, ice cream? And I was like, well, actually, I was hoping to have the smoothie for dessert. Ice cream! Like, she didn't explain, like, oh, smoothies aren't no, I said, oh, but the smoothies and the desserts are listed together. Ice cream! That's literally all she said. I'm like, all right, way to go, Ryan Cutter. I'll get the ice cream. How about strawberry? Did you hurt yourself? Angry.
Yeah, I'd like smoothie ice cream.
You should just repeat back to her, smoothie! Ice cream! Smoothie!
See how long that lasts. A battle of wills. All right, I think that's all the major stories. I'll probably think of something else later, but that's all I got. All
right.
Disney World. Oh, loved it.
We have had a series of summer storms in Georgia basically since I got back every single day, and this causes our DirecTV to skip parts of shows.
Oh, that sucks a dick.
Tense. Yes. Well, I was like, well, what about cable? And I remember back to all the times where Comcast, you know, back when it was just Tim and I. And then the early time at the Tan House, where Comcast would just cut out. It's like, you have a physical connection all the way between your machine and our machine. Is there weather inside the cable? What the fuck is going on here? Did it storm inside the little tube that this thing runs in? Come on.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how the Daily Show and Colbert Report got fucked up while I was gone.
Yes. Well, they were on vacation.
Yeah, they were on hiatus for most of it, so I only had to tape last night's and tonight's. But I bet last night's is fucked up.
Spoiler alert. Stuart's got a beard.
What?
He's got a beard.
What?
Rocking the beard.
What? Yeah!
All right. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's nice.
Oh, by the way, an oil spill happened today. I don't know much about it. I was traveling, so that's why I haven't mentioned it.
Yep.
I know it's major news. Like, fuck, we did it again. America.
Really?
We are fisting our planet to death.
America, we like shit oily.
Yeah, I think it's in... shit, I don't remember. It was somewhere. Fuck it, if you have...
It was Louisiana.
Google News, use it. New Zealand? What'd you say?
Louisiana.
Oh.
Again?
I was like, that's not America.
No, it was the Gulf of Mexico, but it was getting to Louisiana. Yeah. Right? The first one?
Yes.
Yes.
I almost thought it was a landlocked state that had...
Well, I don't see this new one.
No, it was a ship hit a rig or well or something like that.
Oh, is that what it was? Was it also BP? Because I thought I remember hearing that as well, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Oil spill!
Oil spill! I don't know.
Can't be bothered.
I heard some shit. Shit happened. Other shit Michigan. Happened. Did you hear about the black lady who got fired for being racist, except she wasn't?
Oh, no.
Same
what
guy
happened?
that brought down Acorn, who's apparently dedicated to destroying the left by any means necessary.
But mm-hmm. Acorn did do some fucked up shit,
nope.
though, didn't they?
Nope. They were exonerated.
Really?
All the shit they were accused of.
I hadn't
really?
Heard that.
Yeah, they were exonerated.
I thought there was video of them talking
got...
to a guy about like his pimping and hoeing and how to keep it off the books for taxes.
Yeah, that dude... Tim, you remember when we were in high school and we asked people to describe what it's like when their pets licked them and then said that we'd ask them about their first kiss?
Oh, he did shit like that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, what was fucked up about this, though, is like, so he cut like a 45-minute-hour video down to 2 minutes, made it seem like she was racist, when actually the story was like, here's how I viewed it and here's how I, not like, it was actually the opposite of what she was saying.
Here's how
and
I overcame the racism.
Exactly.
From my childhood.
And people took that 2-minute video and fucking ran with it. No one asked any questions, like, wait a second, it's just, even the fucking NAACP was on her ass. Like, didn't someone who was there go, hey,
it
wait
was,
a second.
It was the national NAACP. The Georgia chapter had the original video. And, like, a day later, the Georgia chapter was like, hey, guys.
So what? So she got fired?
She got fired, big brouhaha. Then it came out that this dude is a partisan hack douchebag, which apparently we already knew, and yet somehow people forgot. But Fox was really thrilled to be spreading the story around. And then when it turned out that the guy was a lying editing asshole, I didn't hear a whole lot about retractions coming from them.
Big shock.
So, last I'd heard, like, the president had called her to apologize to her personally. I think Vilsack had called her about a national opportunity or whatever, you know, to rehire her or whatever. So, like, apparently it wasn't they were going to give her old job back. Like, they were going to offer her a better job.
I'd be like, motherfucker, I won't be VP!
Yeah, because the white dude that she was talking about in that story, like, the day after that, and I guess the news people were kind of like, oh, well, you know, that's shocking, and blah, 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 on CNN. And, like, a day or two later, she was on, like, CNN or NPR or something like that. That day she was on there, like, defending herself or whatever. And, like, a day or two after, the white farmer that she was talking about not helping was on there to say, she was, you know, he's a good old Southern boy farmer from Georgia. So he's got a thick accent that I'm not going to do. But he's on there talking about how she was incredibly helpful and he seemed like he was near tears talking about how her hard work saved his farm, and that the whole moral of the story was that, I hadn't helped him. And then I stood back and realized what I was doing and realized we have to put this beyond us. And so I went back and blah, 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 blah. We worked together. Happy, yay, good, fun times. Lessons were learned. People grew. Did I lose you guys?
You've been out of the loop, my friend.
Yeah, Tim, shit went down.
I've been fucking way out of the loop.
You missed the race war when you were at a place where everyone was pan-cultural.
Oh, I was having my own little race war.
Yeah.
It was me versus the human race.
Yeah. Speaking of racism, my son's been watching...
Yay!
My son's been watching Handy Manny, and I figured out that Handy Manny is doubly racist.
Why is he racist?
Because he's the only brown dude in town, and he's speaking in Spanglish. Half the words come out of his head are English, and half are Spanish. And sometimes he repeats himself, like he says something in one language, and says the exact same thing in the other language. And, all the shit work, like picking up the hydraulic fuel to make the drawbridge go up and down again, they all give it to the brown guy. But
that's well,
so
they should.
So that's one racism. The double racism, when it actually comes time to do the work, the lazy brown dude doesn't do any of it, all of his tools do the work.
That's how it should be.
You're seeing racism where there's none.
I don't think so, sir.
Racism where there's none.
I don't think so, sir. It's racist.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
And for the record, Special Agent Oso is teaching our children that if they whine out loud about trivial problems, that a retarded bear will show up and help them. Wait, no, I'm sorry. I have that a little bit wrong. That a retarded bear will show up and help them badly.
I love that retarded bear.
Apparently, everything in the world can be solved with your three special steps. And apparently, Special Agent Oso can't remember that one of the three special steps to washing your hands is turn the water on.
Oh, maybe he helped little Noah.
Oh, fuck. That kid was fucking retarded.
Can you help me?
Oh. Just wiggling his fingers underneath the faucet with no water on. It's like, what
couldn't
are you doing?
Couldn't understand why they weren't getting washed.
Right,
Jesus Christ.
I'm being screamed at to come say that to my son.
Gonna have a rough
I'll be
life.
Right back.
All right.
What's that?
Hey, he's being screamed at to go say goodnight to his son.
Oh, okay. We should probably wrap this up.
I was thinking the same thing. So, Noah,
yes.
You didn't get to talk a lot this episode. What are your thoughts? I mean, you got a few winning comments in there, but I felt it was Tim, Andy. Noah!
That's fine. I knew you were going to talk about your trip. That's what people want to hear.
I don't know if all the people want to hear that. People want to hear Noah's sexy voice. People tune in week after week. Some people, their girlfriends are... the boyfriends are commenting about your sexy voice. To the fright of the girlfriends. Flexible girlfriends.
My week was good. I did lots of things. I'm going to... I told you this, but I bought the home theater stuff, so... That is on its way. I think I'll be doing an outdoor movie screening soon-ish.
Sweet.
I saw.
May I recommend Debbie Does Dallas?
Yeah, I'll bring the kids. I saw Salt. It was pretty good. The Angelina of Jolie.
Did we see Inception together?
We did.
It was good.
It was.
I liked it.
I read some articles. going into more depth. Basically, everyone's saying, like, it's a... Inception's like a movie. And all the different characters in there are, like, people who produce or make movies. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio is the director. The British guy is a standard actor. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a... Andy, are you there?
I am.
Did you see Inception?
I have not seen Inception, so please don't spoil anything.
All right, well, then I'll
stop. So I can't believe the end. It turns out it was all a dream. Get it? Because the whole movie's about dreams.
So, Andy, we were talking about wrapping this up.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay. My son ninja kicked my wife in the face 3 times while she was trying to, to play with him and put
it's
him to bed.
It's not funny that she got kicked in the face. It's just
this how you put it? Ninja kicked?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a 3, like, pa, pa, pa! And then I picture him doing a flip and then standing there like, whoa! But he's in his huggies.
Oh, by the way, fucking finally found news about the well thingy.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Towing vessel struck an oil well in the, too many A's, Barataria waterway?
Barataria.
Barataria.
Bungholio.
I have Barataria for my bunghole. Probably half of our listeners did not get that reference.
More than half don't care.
America, we're doing it.
He's working on a new Beavis and Butthead.
Movie or show?
Movie.
Interesting.
I am thrilled
to death
about that.
I don't know if the world's been clamoring for that, but...
Oh, I have. Man, speaking of fuck TV, my wife and I were trying to watch Invention of Lying. We gave up and decided to record another showing of it. There are a fuck ton of famous people in there. Like, just the 20 minutes we managed to see before the picture decided to cut out for 5 minutes. We went, we've missed 5 minutes of this already.
The preview looked like there was a fuck ton of people.
I only remember Mrs. Affleck.
Edward Norton.
I haven't seen it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What the hell?
Hey, Philip, how you doing?
Louis C.K.
Louis, how you doing, bro?
And that's just the part where... Oh, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, how you been?
Blow. The dude who played... I can never remember his name, but he played the dad on Arrested Development.
Never remember his name. What you been up to, bro, guy?
Did I say Tina Fey?
Huh?
Jeffrey Tambor?
Jeffrey Tambor, thank you.
Jeffrey Tambor. Tina Fey. She got a scar on her face. Someone cut it.
Okay.
She has a little scar. I guess she was playing in her front yard, and some dude just came up and cut her in the face.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of fucked
like
up.
Like after she was famous, or?
No. This is when she was a kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
World's a fucked up place.
Who's cutting kids in the face?
And Brazilians will cut in line, children. Learn that if you learn nothing else from us.
And so will Asians. They'll fucking use their martial arts to have their friends fucking hide behind the trees. And then one will come up and ask you, oh, mind if I go ahead? And then fucking all of them will come out of the trees and be like, oh, I was with her.
I want the Asians and the Brazilians to fight. I want them both to show up at the line at the same time and then see what happens. And then I will just laugh. Whoever loses, I win.
All right, use your martial arts.
Use your soccer skills.
Do they do... Capoeira, is that Brazilian?
Yes, and so is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh,
don't let the
shit.
Last two words fool you. That first word makes it Brazilian because they said so.
And Jew makes it Jewish.
Yes.
So they'll fucking haggle you to death.
All right,
I'm just saying,
everybody.
Why should I get 4 kicks when I could get it for 3 kicks if I got it wholesale?
I don't know how to do a Jewish version.
I don't know. Anyway, we were signing off, and as usual, it's trailed off into nothingness.
Yeah. Oh, you can do a quick impression of a Jewish person from 60 years ago.
Oh.
There we go. Oh, sorry, was it too soon?
Yeah, was it 60?
It was more like, whoosh.
It depends.
Was it 60 years ago, or was it 70 years ago?
Oh, you're right, 70 years ago. Holy shit. Yeah, I guess
yeah.
I was going for
I was
like
upset.
The, well, 65.
I was like, they weren't still killing Jews in the 50s? Come on, man.
I was going for the end of the war, because that's really when the final solution took place. I was trying to be historically accurate with my horrible, horrible, soul-wrecking hatred awfulness.
It's the final countdown.
That's That's a good direct comparison there. Final Solution to the Final Countdown.
They're both crimes against humanity.
I bet the Final Solution didn't have an upbeat poppy musical.
I think they did.
Number to go along with it.
Little show tunes.
It's the Final Countdown. My German always ends up sounding like Arnold. Well, if you're of a nationality we didn't talk of in some sort of degrading fashion, tune in next week. We'll figure it out.
We'll get you next right in. Let us know if we didn't degrade you enough.
Hang on. Fuck Whitey.
I am Icelandic, and I felt I was not represented in Tancast 109.
Go well. Fuck yourself with icy dildo.
You're probably frigid.
Good night, everybody. Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at Tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blogs. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
Like I know I got the Icelandic slur in there just under the wire.
I almost was counting on it. I was like, someone's going to step up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was half a second behind him, so.
Good work. Was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thanks.
No problem. You want to fuck or what?
We gonna fuck?
Fuck.
They gonna fuck. Oh, man. I dragged that out now so long that I just get into the... And guess what that does?
Freaks out your wife.
Yep.
Yep.
They gonna fuck.
Do you ever, like, you're just banging away and you just open your eyes real wide and look at her and go,
No, no, but sometimes when we're, making the monkey sex, I like to suddenly start moving really jerky and fast, but, like, in, like, really syncopated motions. Because that also freaks her out.
Because she likes to fuck.
No, she likes to fuck. Tim, by the way, I've been recording all of this, so you're welcome.